Today, we're going to talk about something that everybody's doing, and it's got to stop. Let's talk about it on today's Coach's Corner. Okay, you can tell I'm riled up on this one, for sure, right? It's one of these things that just, like, you see it all day long on Facebook. You see it all day long in the news. You see it all day long in conversations you have with your friends, your neighbors, your associates, your family members. It's got to stop. And what am I talking about? Well, the number one thing I'm talking about is we're all doing this, by the way, and it's this thing that we're doing is we're jumping to conclusions about things that we clearly don't have enough information about in order to make a conclusion or come to a conclusion or decide to fall on one side of the topic or another. We're seeing this a lot in the political arena, obviously. You know, that's sort of the big topic right now on everything. And you really have to look at the media for what it is and what it can deliver, what it is delivering before you decide to make, you know, have an opinion or form an opinion about anything. Let me give you a story. Back, way back, let's go back to the early 1900s, right? Newspapers had to make money. They had to sell, right? If you walked by the newsstand, you saw the newspaper and the headline said, "All is well, nothing to worry about here, folks." Are you going to buy the newspaper? No. Are you going to pick it up and read it? Probably not. Nothing to worry about. I'm just going to go on about my day. I'm going to keep doing what I would normally do. So what happened is that these guys recognize, they're not stupid. They recognize, listen, if we're going to sell more newspapers, what we need to do is we need to be a little bit more sensationalized. We need to scare people a little bit. You know, I got to use those scare tactics. That's how they sold more newspapers. The headlines always were a dramatization of what the actual story really was. Well, fast forward to today. You know, we still look at the media. The media is still advertising driven. That's how they make their money. More eyeballs equals more money, be it on television, be it in print media, be it online. The more eyeballs, the more clicks, the more money they make, right? So they don't really care if you actually click on the ads or not. They're getting paid just by showing you the ads. So in effect, what has to happen is the news has to be sensationalized. Has to be. Otherwise, they will not make money. These guys won't survive. They'll go out of business. So they sensationalize everything. And you and I buy into it hook, line, and sinker because we've got nothing else to do. We've got no other source for, learning about the truth, the quote unquote, the truth of what's really going on. And I'll give you an idea. I was on one of the websites, one of the news websites the other day, and the story was an in-depth report on whatever the issue was. And I thought, an in-depth report? And I'm looking at the timestamp. It's 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. How in the world could you give me an in-depth report in 3 minutes and 10 seconds? Well, you know what? It ain't going to happen. That is not what's going on. You're not going to give me an in-depth report in that short amount of time. So I played the video. I just wanted to see what it was about. I played the video. The first 45 seconds was the announcer introducing the story, laying the framework. Didn't learn anything about the story, by the way. It was just introducing it, putting it in context, if you will. 45 seconds of the 3 minutes is gone. Then he has to introduce who's going to tell the story. So another 10 seconds goes by there. All of a sudden, you know, you've got the first minute of the 3 minutes gone and you've learned nothing. Now they've got literally, you know, 2.5 minutes or less than 2 minutes left to actually give you the quote unquote in-depth report. Do you think you're really getting an in-depth report? I mean, really, is that really what's going on? Honestly, if I had to tell you about my trip to Starbucks this morning, it would take me more than 3 minutes to fill you in all the details. So no, you're not getting the full story. Now, you might say, okay, so what are they really taking? What are they really giving you? Well, let's say the story, the reporter's on scene for the entire day. I know I used to be a journalist, right? For a little while, I was a photojournalist, and I know some of these stories, you got to be on site for hours at a time. You've got a lot of information, right? A lot to choose from. And then the director of the news program says you've got 3 minutes, or you've got 500 words, or you've got, you know, one web page to fill, and that's all you got to do. You got to condense this down. So what do? How do they do it? They sensationalize as much as they can. They literally cherry pick the quote unquote facts they're going to give you. They may skew them a little bit to get you more riled up, because the more riled up you are, obviously, you know, the more people are going to read, the more people are going to click, the more people are going to watch. And that's where their money is made. Now, what's interesting, you might look at, and you might do this as an experiment for yourself. Don't take my word for it. You might do this as an experiment for yourself. You might go on a left-leaning website and look at a story. Read through the story, watch the video, whatever, and then go on a right-leaning website and look for the same story and see how the facts are different. And you say, well, wait a minute, how in the world do we ever get the truth? Well, what's the truth, right? The truth is, if you're cherry-picking facts, you're never going to get the full story, and there's no way you can deliver a full story in 3 minute sound bites. It just isn't going to happen. So we're not getting the truth. What we're getting are sound bites, literally talking points, if you will. And what ends up happening is then you have a conversation with somebody who you think you're having a great conversation. You feel like you're so informed, and you've got this much of a story that's this big. So we jump to conclusions, we make decisions about this or that and the other thing, and basically we look like idiots because at the end of the day, you know, somebody else has got a different set of facts to work on, and they've got their talking points, you've got your talking points, and, you know, never the two shall meet because it just becomes an argument. So one of the things I would suggest to you is recognize that no matter what's going on, you don't have the full story. You want to have the full story. I know you do. You really feel like you want to have the full story. But we don't have the full story. We have sound bites. We have bits and pieces of things. And you can't go out in life, you know, forming an opinion about something when you don't have the full picture. So many times people ask me, hey, Rob, what do you feel about X or what do you feel about Y? And I literally tell them, I said, I don't have enough information to form a solid opinion about it. And they say, oh, you're just a cop-out. You know, you just watch the news. You get all the information you need there. No, you don't. You really don't get all the information you need from the news. If that were all I had to do, I would do that. I choose not to anymore because it's just, like I said, it's entertainment. It really isn't news in the way that maybe you and I were taught to believe that news is. It just isn't. So don't jump to conclusions anymore. When you're ready to, you know, pounce on that political topic that's a hot button for you, you know, maybe dig into a little bit further. Maybe do your own research. Become your own reporter. Look at more than one source so you get maybe a little bit more of a well-rounded picture. But really know that you're never going to get the full picture unless you were at the event or at the situation where whatever is taking place that you're thinking about. And if you're not there, then you're not going to get the full story. And, you know, like I said, when you jump to conclusions, you look like a fool. Nobody wants to see you look like a fool. We want to know you're educated. We want to think you're the, you know, the best that you can be. So that's why you don't see political posts from me. That's why you don't see a whole lot of that kind of stuff, because I know no matter what I'm doing, I'm not getting the full picture. And if I jump to a conclusion on it, somebody else may have a different data set that they're working from, and they're going to say, boy, you're really out in left field. You know nothing. And they're not wrong. What I know is that one piece of it, they know another piece of it, and I'm looking at them and saying they're out in left field, right? So what happens is, unless you get both of those together, which isn't going to happen, whether you're actually there, whether you can do your own research on the topic, and very few of us will do that. We've got businesses to run. We've got lives to lead. That's not where we want to put our energy and attention. But if you were to do that, you know, you'd get a better, well-rounded picture of what's going on. And then you could probably form a, you know, an educated opinion about something. But I just see so much of this on Facebook today. I just see so much of it in my timeline. And I've been using the unfollow button a lot, not unfriend. I don't unfriend people just because they have a different, but when they start spewing this stuff and it is just talking points, it's just a little bit of the full story. You know, I don't need to see that. So I hit the unfollow button and I unfollow. I don't see their posts anymore. It's kind of sad in a way because people are, you know, they want to be seen. They want to be found on Facebook and that kind of thing. But, you know, at some point you have to put your foot down. You have to do what you need to do. And that's one of the things that I do. And if you find things on my timeline that you don't like, certainly you're welcome to unfollow me as well. But I just wanted to leave you with that. Just have the thought about it and figure out that what's really the smarter thing to do. Really, let's talk about things we really do know a lot about, things we've had experience with, things we've experienced firsthand, rather than repeating a truncated, boiled down version of whatever is going on out there and then forming an opinion based on literally crumbs of the full story rather than getting the full story. If you can do that, I promise you, you're going to have a lot of better relationships and things are going to flow a lot better for you on Facebook and beyond. If you think this video was valuable, you think somebody else should probably hear this message, I encourage you to go ahead and share it and certainly come back and like our page, like this video. And I look forward to doing some fun stuff with you in the future. I'll be back next week with another Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. We'll see you all soon.